Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Apple Inc. NASDAQ. AAPL. Q3 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 3, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Apple Inc. reported its Q3 2023 earnings on August 3, 2023. The company's revenue for the June quarter was $81.8 billion, which exceeded its own expectations. This strong performance can be attributed in part to robust iPhone sales in emerging markets, leading to record revenue in countries such as India, Indonesia, Mexico, the Philippines, Poland, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the UAE. Despite facing a challenging macroeconomic environment, Apple continued to grow in aggregate and in most of the markets it tracks. The new Apple Vision Pro, a personal electronic device, was also announced at the conference. The iPhone revenue for the quarter was $39.7 billion, slightly down from the last year's quarter. Mac revenue stood at $6.8 billion, a decrease of 7% from the prior year. iPad revenue was $5.8 billion, down 20% year-on-year, primarily due to the timing of the iPad Air launch the previous year. Revenue from wearables, home and accessories was $8.3 billion, up 2%. Services revenue, which set an all-time record at $21.2 billion, experienced an 8% year-over-year increase. The quarter saw improvements to software platforms, exciting new features, and the entry of soccer legend Lionel Messi into Major League Soccer, which was covered on Apple TV+. Apple also highlighted its innovative new tools for cognitive, vision, hearing, and mobile accessibility, along with major updates to Safari private browsing, communication safety, and lockdown mode to protect user privacy. Apple made significant strides in its 2030 goal to be carbon neutral across its entire supply chain, while doubling its commitment to the Racial Equity and Justice Initiative to over $200 million. However, there were some challenges. Despite the strong revenue, there was a decline in iPhone, Mac, and iPad revenues compared to the previous year. iPhone revenue was down 2%, Mac was down 7%, and iPad 20%. Additionally, the company had to navigate an uneven macroeconomic environment, which also included foreign exchange headwinds. Key takeaways from the statement include the repayment of $7.5 billion in debt and the issuance of $5.2 billion of new debt, resulting in a total debt of $109 billion for the company. Net cash stood at $57 billion at the end of the quarter. The company returned over $24 billion to shareholders, including $3.8 billion in dividends and the repurchase of 103 million shares. Despite some projected declines in revenue for Mac and iPad due to supply disruptions in the previous year, the company maintained its confidence in the value of its stock. The company expects gross margins to be between 44% and 45% in the next quarter. The company's board declared a cash dividend of 24 cents per share payable on August 17, 2023. A potential challenge for the company is that foreign exchange rates are expected to continue to negatively impact revenue. Key takeaways from Apple's earnings call include: 1. Positive growth of Apple products. The Apple Watch continues to attract new buyers, two-thirds of which were new to the product in the second quarter. Apple's AirPods are also seeing success, driving growth in the wearables, home, and accessories category. This has become a major part of Apple's business, generating $40 billion of revenue in the last 12 months. 2. Expansion into new markets. Growth in Europe, particularly the emerging markets, has been strong. Countries such as France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Austria have shown strong performance. Apple includes India, the Middle East, and Central and Eastern Europe in its European segment. 3. Foreign exchange impacts on revenues. Apple acknowledges currency headwinds due to significant business overseas. However, they manage the volatility through an extensive hedging program. 4. Continued investment in AI and machine learning. Apple sees these as crucial technologies integral to their products. They have a focus on generative AI research and believe this will have a significant impact on their future products and features. 5. Exciting prospects for Vision Pro. Apple is planning a major launch and sees significant revenue generation potential. This product is currently being used by developers and is being widely appreciated. 6. Sales in retail and emerging markets. Apple stores are key to their go-to-market strategy, providing a personalized experience and a platform for new product launches like Vision Pro. They have recently opened 2 stores in India and see many other countries as potential future markets. Overall, Apple sees continued success with its existing products, an optimistic outlook on emerging markets, and enthusiasm for its upcoming AI-powered features and Vision Pro launch.